So just take your time, be aware of all the actions it takes just to get us into a sitting posture. You might like to use little noting words just to keep your attention steady, moving, pulling, pushing, shifting, etc. Intending to sit. Now, those of you who are new, you want to make sure that your knees are below your hips. Otherwise, it pushes the lower back out and you'll get pain. If you're sitting on a chair, it's good to sit forward, unless you've got a bad back and you want some support there. And sitting forward, your weight should be on the pins of your hips. See? If the weight's towards the top of the legs, you'll get dead leg, and worse. So now, just make sure that you're lifting the spine. Without tension, it's just a gentle lifting up to the top of the head. And just come down the forehead, relax it. Eyes gently closed. Jaw relaxed. Lips together, teeth apart. Shoulders relaxed. Hands on your laps. That's the usual posture. So what we have is an energized spine and everything else relaxed off it. Acknowledge that posture. If during the sitting the body slumps, bring it back up. If it gets tense, relax it. Drawing your attention to the sensations caused by the breath. If you're already established at the nostrils, that's fine. Otherwise, find the breath in the body, wherever you feel it most. The abdomen, the stomach, the chest. Just rest your attention on it. You might find a noting word of some use. As the abdomen rises, to note rising. And as it falls, falling. The noting should be concurrent with what's happening. Don't try to become concentrated. It just gives you a headache. Just relax your attention on the gentle sensations caused by the breath. Rising, falling. The mind is already busy, wandering, creating fantasies. As soon as you wake up, really recognize and acknowledge the attitude which is driving the story. Let go of the story. Can't do anything about that now. Recognize, acknowledge. Worrying, worrying. Exciting, exciting. Planning, planning. And draw the attention back to the breath, determined to stay there. Even now, feeling a bit sleepy, tired, lift the spine. You can open the eyes, but keep the attention towards the breath. And you can stand up. Resting the attention on the gentle sensations caused by the breath. Rising, falling. The mind is wandering, be patient. As soon as we wake up out of it, recognize, acknowledge the attitude that's driving the mind. Anger, irritation. Joy. And then bring the attention back to the breath. Determined to stay there. Getting sleepy or tired, make that effort, lift the spine. Open the eyes, stand up. Allowing the gentle sensations of the breath to bring silence to the mind, calmness to the heart, stillness to the body. Rising. Falling. If the mind is wandering, recognize, acknowledge the attitude driving it. Let the story go. Bring the attention back to the breath, determined to stay there. Feeling sleepy or tired, make the effort. Hopefully now you feel a bit more calm, a bit more concentrated. See if you can draw your attention closer to the breath, just to catch the very beginning of the in-breath. Stay with it to the very end. The very beginning of the out-breath. Stay with it to the very end. Beginning and ending points. If when you do this you become tense, pull back a bit. Let the breath come towards you. Rising, falling. Draw your attention into the texture of the breath, as if you were feeling cloth. Now, from now on, remember, when the mind wanders, we just recognize, acknowledge what's driving it, the attitude, and then draw the attention back to the breath and begin again. Feeling sleepy or tired, keep making the effort. So now we can open out to that spacious awareness. Whatever draws that attention within the field of awareness, go towards it, observe it, feel it, experience it intimately. If there's a sound, we're not concerned with what's creating the sound, but the process of hearing. Put your attention right there at the eardrum. If there are sensations in the body, feelings in the body, coming from the body or from the mind in the body, the heart in the body, emotions, if they draw your attention, pleasant or unpleasant, go towards it, feel it. Experience it intimately. Don't do anything. But when the mind wanders, as soon as you wake up, draw your attention back to the breath. Start again. If there are heavy feelings of tiredness, dullness, wander about that area. Keep awake within it, feeling it. Beginning with the breath, rising, falling. Become aware of any reactions you're having to what you're experiencing, or when something is pleasant We're drawn towards it, we want to maintain it, we want to develop it. Just observe that, don't get caught up in it. How when something is unpleasant, tend to ignore it at first and then want to push it away. Be aware of that aversion. Don't do anything. Step back. Becoming more aware of how everything we're experiencing, everything, is in process. It's arising and passing away. Nothing remains. Nothing's reliable. you become more aware of how everything you're experiencing, everything, is an object. How you're observing it. How you're feeling it. How you're experiencing it. Make that obvious to yourself by using little noting words. Tension, itching, heat, joy, anger. Point to it. There it is. The perceiver cannot be the perceived. Can we acknowledge that when we are sitting like this, we found within ourselves an observation post? From this position, we can see what's happening in the mind with its thoughts and images, in the heart with its moods and emotions, in the body with its feelings and sensations. And I'm so abstracted from it that all these things are happening of their own accord. Mind just keeps offering these fantasies, images. The heart emotes. The body feels and senses, offers them. Whether I want them to or not, they're not under my control. putting aside all instruction. Just watch, just feel, just experience intimately whatever draws your attention within the field of awareness. Don't do anything. When we come to the end of a sitting, it's good to reflect a little. These are some of the things you might reflect about. How diligent was I in bringing myself back to the present moment? Did I really make that effort? If I thought I did, I should congratulate myself. I thought I could have been just a little more committed. I should encourage myself. Don't get into self-criticism. How did I deal with the various physical and mental states that arose? Choose one of them. Was I skillful with it? Unskillful? Or could I be more skillful? Or was I confused? I felt I was skillful, I should congratulate myself. I thought I could have been more skillful, I should encourage myself. If I was confused, I should ask a teacher. Which of the three characteristics was most prominent for us in this sitting? Was it role of desire? Wanting, not wanting? Was it that sense of impermanence? Or was it that sense that everything I'm observing is not me? Not the one who knows. It's good to make a resolution too. It can be either specific, such as next time I feel tired in meditation, I'll stand up. Or it could be just a general commitment to mindfulness, mindfulness with a good heart. So we can do some walking meditation.